Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A student at East Columbus called 911 Monday to report an active shooter on campus. Thankfully, it was a prank call. The sheriff's office said the call resulted in a large and fast response by local law enforcement. The student was tracked down via the phone and is being disciplined by the school system. With the start of Memorial Day weekend, local and state law enforcement are out in force for the start of the 100 deadliest days of summer for teen drivers. Quicker ticket campaigns will be going on through June 1st, with increased emphasis on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. Child life officers are also focusing on boater safety and sobriety, with National Boating Safety Week currently underway. We have more on the quicker ticket programs at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The National Weather Service will release its annual tropical forecast today after a very active and deadly 2024 season. Conditions appear favorable for similar patterns this year. Emergency officials note that forecasts can quickly change, however, and now is the time to start assembling your emergency kit and plan. Premiums and deductibles for government workers who are on the state employee health plan will go up substantially next year after a vote by the Health Plan Board of Trustees on Tuesday. Primary care and specialist visits will see very little change, and additional benefits will be available at no cost under the new plan. State Treasurer Brad Briner and SHP Administrator said the changes will address the plan's projected deficit of $507 million in 2026. Because of retirees, that is expected to grow to $900 million. That's the deficit, folks, in 2027. Premiums have been kept artificially low for 8 years by the use of cash reserves, which are currently running dangerously low, Briner said. Friday is the annual Veterans Meal at the Veterans Memorial Park. Veteran meals are free for veterans, and guests are asked for a $10 donation. Please pre-register by calling 840-3848 or 840-5207. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whitehall. May 26th, that's Monday, is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. Lineups start at 9 a.m. on the north end of 701 Business at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. For more information, call 910-840-7241. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Violent Station in Whitehall. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person and $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are available. Call 910-646-3083 for more information. May 30th is also the Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo at the fairgrounds. Multiple agencies and organizations will be on hand to provide information about assistance before, during, and after hurricanes and other disasters. The event is from 10 until 1, and admission is free. A free rabies clinic will be held May 30th from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.